iRockRadio.me. I am Rick Becker in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, being joined by JP from Keychain. How are you doing, my man?
Amazing, Rick. Thanks for having me, man.
Big show tonight. One of the other bands on the bill, Attacane, and I understand you just played a show with Attacane. Well, actually, they didn't end up playing. Why don't you give me a little of that story?
We were fortunate enough to share the stage with Attacane for a couple of weeks now. They've been on tour with us. They had some management commitment that fell through, so they reached out to us and tagged along on our tour. So far, it's been a blast. On the first night of Rocklahoma, which was one of our biggest gigs yet at the time, we were able to actually close the opening night, which was amazing. Unfortunately, Attacane, because of a tornado and like a major a major event that happens a lot in Oklahoma, from what I hear, they didn't get a chance to play on Saturday, which was a bummer. But we were really blown away by their performance. So it's been an honor to share the stage with them on tour so far.
And you've been playing every night, you've been on tour constantly, you've been playing festivals
yep.
like that show, you've been playing clubs like you're mm-hmm. playing tonight.
Absolutely.
What's the different vibe when you're putting together your set, whether it's a club, whether it's a festival, or is it different?
Great question. You know, before we left, we had maybe 45 minutes of material. There was like a lull in the energy level. We wanted to actually just make sure as we started performing at these club shows that we're always able to give a really, really high impact performance. So we've actually modified and we've taken away some of the tracks just to make sure that we have a really, really high impact set so that people, you know, are left wanting more. So it just kind of happened naturally. And even though we had like a 45 minutes to play at Rocklahoma, we closed the show on Friday night, like I mentioned, and we just gave it to them like a nice 30-minute high impact set, got everybody jumping in the entire place to the point where they just had to come and ask us to come back next year. So shout out to Sunshine and the whole crew at Rocklahoma. Thanks for the access stage.
Keychain, they always talk about new metal. What does new metal mean to you?
To me, new metal was, I guess, an epic like cultural phenomenon when you know, Limp Bizkit and Korn and Slipknot all had number one tracks on the charts, something we haven't seen since the era of nu metal at the time. I think that culturally here in North America and a lot of places across the world, we've always had a huge, 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 like, rock and metal is a huge part of global culture, and so is hip-hop. And what ends up happening is that once in a while, there's, I guess you could say, a movement that combines both. And it's something that we grew up on as a band. And as we started composing music of all kinds, because we wanted radio play, we wanted to tour, that was the intent behind it. We wanted to take it seriously, quit our jobs, live the life of music. We just started really loving the groovy low end and sort of like the attacking hip hop riffs and during the verses. So we just had to call it what it was. And over time, it's like if nu metal chose us. You know, they say that music is kind of like a language that passes through certain filters of certain people. We all interpret it differently. But in the same way that, you know, Deftones and Slipknot and Limp Bizkit and Linkin Park, they all sound different, System of a Down, Rage, and yet they all fall into the envelope of the nu metal movement. So we're looking to bring that back, calling it the new metal movement.
Talking with JP from Keychain, and he is very dedicated to growing the new metal movement. And we're going to talk to him a little bit more about that. But right now, let's hear some Keychain. iRockRadio.me.
Yeah.